the top on heightened terror threats. President Obama taking the blame for the confusion on healthcare's overhaul that's about to hit a lot of people. And here's where we start. Did the chickens come home to roost for the owner of one farm at the center of a massive egg recall? Check this out, folks. Today, he apologized to anyone who may have been sickened by his product, while there was yet one farmer who refused to answer questions about conditions at his operation. Orlin Bethel, who is the president of Hillendale Farms of Iowa, invoked his Fifth Amendment rights over and over and over again. Guess he lawyered up, right? Against self-incrimination, of course, whenever he was asked whether he knew about the unsanitary conditions. You mean all the chicken manure that the chickens were walking through at one of his farms? This before an August email from a production manager revealing all of it. Bethel was appearing before a House subcommittee investigating the outbreak, of course, of salmonella that sickened more than 1,600 people and triggered the recall of half a billion eggs. I know I've said this before, I'm a huge egg lover. And I have to say, do you know that I have not eaten any eggs since this happened? Even though I've talked to lots of people in the food industry who say, well, wait, you can trace it back to this and it's not in your region. Baloney. I decided now I need to check this out for myself. So America Tonight is on the road in Tampa, Florida for a modern egg farming conference put on by the United Egg Producers to get the scoop on what's happening with our country's eggs and, hey, our food supply as well. Tomorrow we take a tour of cage and cage-free houses. I'm really curious about that because they say the free-range stuff is big now, watching what happens from the farm to the carton. So this is America Tonight. I am Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents on whatever it is that we're dissecting on the show. I mean, look what we're already talking about, terror, healthcare reform, and what's going on with the food supply. So I'll be curious to see what that's, you know, what that's going to be like. But as far as the drilling on the Hill, the top cop, I'll call him, for the FDA, Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, talked about what was happening as far as the food supply and the fact that, you know, maybe we need some legislation to protect the safety of the stuff that we're eating. Here's what he said.
We need this bill to help us prevent another egg outbreak just like the one that we've experienced. Right now, we have very limited authority to do administrative detention. We have no ability to do civil penalties. We have limited criminal penalties.
All right, so you heard him say there, limited criminal penalties and really no authority. So this is a big problem. And if we're throwing money around and we're concerned about what's happening, and you have to look at the salmonella outbreak. I mean, here's the deal. No deaths have been reported since it happened. That's the good news, right? But the Federal Centers for Disease Control, of course, and Prevention say this is absolutely hands down the largest outbreak of this kind of strain of salmonella since the start of the agency's surveillance, since they started to investigate outbreaks in the 70s. And here's the thing that you have to keep in mind. I said 1,600. Do you know that for every case reported, there might be 30 that are unreported? So now you start to do the math on that. And even my 9-year-old nephew, I think, could figure it out. That's a whole lot of people getting sick. And so you can see why there was this paranoia over eggs for very good reason, because both of these farms had been fined in the past, but they didn't care. They just paid whatever they had to pay and still kept the same conditions. And you could tell that they were nervous. I saw little clips of this. Peter DaCosta especially got into it with Congressman Waxman, who's the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, because this was their hearing. Waxman asked him over and over again about what was going on at the farms, because, of course, they heard about the conditions, the bugs, the rodents, the manure that was piled up that the chickens were walking through. So DaCosta especially looked nervous. You know, his hands are shaking. He's got the paper in front of him. And he took serious issue with what the FDA found as far as the filthy conditions at the farms. And what he said was, listen, the reports were only partially true. And then he went on to say that the company thought that an ingredient that was bought from a supplier might be to blame for the outbreak. You know, that's just not good enough. And here's the thing. All these samples that have been taken from the Wright County Egg Facility and from the other one, they show that 73 samples were potentially positive, especially for Wright County, for Salmonella. And yet nothing was done. And I love this. They talked to another employee who says that the recalls forced the company to take a hard look at their operations. Are you kidding me? How long should they have been taking a look at these operations? It's almost like they got away with it for so long, they just didn't care. I mean, there was dead chickens, there was insects, like I've described, the piles of manure in the hen houses at the two farms. And they, you know, it's pretty disturbing stuff when you think of egg production and how big these two farms were. And here was the real, I think, telling moment. There's nothing like a personal story to drive it home. So 30-year-old Sarah Lewis said she still has fevers, stress. She went to the intensive care unit and went through several weeks of sickness after eating, you know, a custard tart, basically, at her sister's graduation banquet. And she contracted Salmonella. So she was talking about what it was like to taste something that, you know, to eat something that was tainted. And she was only one of the witnesses that testified. Another one did too as well. Sat there crying, talking about having no energy and constant indigestion. The bottom line is they're so lucky that nobody died. And this is so ridiculous. Something has to be done. If you're testing these products and it constantly is turning up these positive bacterium strains, if you will, for Salmonella, then they shouldn't have been able to operate the way they were without somebody coming down and slapping a heavy hammer on them. But you heard what the FDA said. We don't have a lot of a criminal authority here. There's not much we can do about this. Well, that needs to change, and so there needs to be some legislation that allows the FDA to go after farms like the two of those. I mean, these on-site inspections need to increase. And the fact that you've got these chicken flocks, and was it from that? Was it from some of the other stuff that happened? I'll tell you, scary, scary stuff. And usually, you know, for me, I'll take everything with a grain of salt, but after the conversations I had with just way too many people, I decided to stay away from the egg. So we'll see what happens when I actually tour this farm and get a bird's eye view of what it's like and how the process works. I can't wait to bring the stories back to you in the next day, and that all happens tomorrow here on America Tonight. Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents on whether or not you're eating eggs, do. I want to hear if you just kind of looked at it and said, ooh, thank goodness it's not me or what. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
All right, you can jingle those numbers or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, just like Big Ed did here moments ago from Austin, Texas. Hey, Kate, I thought you were back there in Florida. What's going on? What did you find out from the egg industry? Well, as I was saying, I haven't done that yet. That happens tomorrow. It's one-day conference and egg tour, starting in the very early hours. So when I get up to eat my breakfast, it won't be eggs. It'll probably be oatmeal or something else, but I'll bring it all back to you, and we're going to try to post some video, too. Apparently, I have to wear some kind of a hazmat suit when we go into this farm. I mean, rest assured, the conditions at this farm will be nothing like what happened in Iowa, but it's good that the industry is alerted to it. They have to be concerned because this is their product. And once those Iowa farms were allowed to get away with what they were allowed to get away with and all the people were sickened by it, the fear, of course, is, oh, my gosh, people are going to shy away from the egg. And think of what, you know, how much you use eggs. Even if you're not a huge egg eater, like scrambled over easy, that sort of thing, soft-boiled, hard-boiled, but in a lot of the foods and a lot of the way we prepare foods, eggs certainly are used. So some people are turning away from it and just going to the carton stuff and just doing, you know, egg whites or whatever. But still, you're using portions of the egg is what I would contend. But we'll find out more when we talk to some of the scientists that will be there in the USDA. And I think it's going to be a real eye-opener. Certainly there will be a chance to question and find out what's being done to make sure that these kind of things don't happen again, especially on the grand scale. You know, I always say this, you can never be, I mean, how can you 100% guarantee anything? You can't, but you try as hard as you can to make it as safe as you can, because you certainly don't want it to spiral that far out of control. I mean, that was off the charts, what happened there. All right, speaking of off the charts, I'm going to veer in a different direction for a second. And, you know, we've talked a lot about what's happening with the midterm elections because the countdown is on. You know, we're almost under 6 weeks before everybody goes and votes unless you're doing the absentee ballot thing. And no matter what, I always say this, if you're left of left or right of right, independent, confused, furious, whatever, hey, I don't care. You always have a voice on this show. It's all about the water cooler buzz. Just have an opinion. And go out and vote because you can vote. You know, that's a great thing about this country. You have the freedom to vote. And you know what? You can make a difference. The one thing that happened in Delaware, and I've already gone through this, so I'm not going to jump back up on the soapbox of what's happening politically across the country, other than to say that when people are coming out of the woodwork who have no political background whatsoever and very little backing, and they're able to somehow get in there and knock off known candidates, it shows that you can make a difference with your vote and with getting involved in politics, if nothing else. Now, Christine O'Donnell, people are really watching her to find out what she's going to do, what she's going to say. In fact, I heard a couple of days ago from a buddy of mine at CNN that they're going to do, and it's probably known by now, I don't know, but at least they're trying to put together a debate, or there's going to be a debate, and they're going to televise it, in other words. So how does she come off on this debate? A lot of people are going to be watching it because now, once again, while all politics are local, people are interested in what's happening in, of all places, Delaware, to see how she handles herself and if she can knock off the Democrat Coons, who has certainly a lot of backing. In fact, right now, he's 15 points ahead. So does that swing back? I mean, we saw that with Harry Reid, who's been the senator from Nevada, one of them anyway, for 28 years. And Sharon Engel was way behind in the polls. And now I just checked before we went on the air, and they're pretty neck and neck. In the case of Delaware, in this Senate race, she is definitely 15 points behind in the latest poll, and there's still all these questions that are brewing, pardon the pun, over some of the things that she's done in the past. And then that every day there's something new that might dance out of the closet, I guess, is what people are afraid of who are backing her, for whatever that means. We'll see. She didn't go on any of the Sunday shows, but I think they're rethinking that strategy, so she may pop up on one of the, what I call the Sunday swirls, maybe in the next couple of weeks, because the curiosity factor is so huge, and that's the deal. When you don't come out and you don't do various shows and give a bunch of quotes and talk about your positions too much, other than the grassroots level and talking at picnics and whatever, I think that's why, partially because, besides the Tea Party factor, that's why the interest has just grown over what is she doing, what is she saying, and what is the deal with her. She definitely is getting the backing now, anyway, of the Republican Party, because remember, initially, she wasn't getting it. And we let you hear from Senator Mike Pence, the Republican from Indiana, who said that she should explain her comments. He dismissed the whole thing as nitpicking when she was being attacked for the witchcraft comments. But he did also say that she needs to tell people, she needs to talk, she needs to get out there, and then maybe the bullseye would come off of her back, so to speak. What do you think? Is everybody gunning for her too hard? Or, hey, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I say you got to have the thick skin. There's no question. In today's political arena, I mean, it's so much teams now. It's us and them and them and us, and that's it. And then, oh yeah, there's this fringe group that's part of us, or we think they're part of us if they can win. So, you know, what do the Democrats need to do to win the midterm elections? Are they going to win the midterm elections? It's only taking, as far as the Senate's concerned, what you're looking at, 10 seats switching to the Republican side of the aisle, which would change things considerably, and 30 to 40 on the House side. So what is it the Democrats need to do to change those numbers? You know, when Obama was elected, would you think, especially with the power he had on the Hill, would you think that sitting here talking about the midterm elections, there would actually be serious conversation about, geez, will the Republicans really have the majority, you know, in both chambers? I think that's the fascinating part of all this. I certainly wouldn't have said it. I mean, honestly, no way. I would have never predicted that. All right, here's the number again, 800-259-5791. A couple of other things. I talked about the fact that we're going to do the big farming deal, but also we have Nail the Score coming up in our next show. And remember, it's in our third hour, because I've got a lot of questions about this. It's in our third hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. I mean, it could be any game. I have my thoughts as to what the game of the week is, but we'll see what the computer comes up with. Then you call the show. You pick one of the teams, and you tell us what you think the final outcome of the game is going to be. If you correctly nail it on the head, not close, but if you nail it, then, well, then you have bragging rights, my friends. But more than bragging rights, you have busted open the prize closet, which is filled with some incredible stuff. I mean, you'll be eating like a king for a while. Let's put it that way. I'd love to see someone nail that sucker. Like I said, it's like picking lottery numbers. But I'm getting a bunch of questions. I got one here from Terry C., who says, Kate, what is that Nail the Score thing? I've heard you mention it a couple times, and dang if I can remember when you do it, because I just caught it on your first week, and then I couldn't even figure out when it was after that. Well, it's always the same time. Just remember, it's, you know, like clockwork. Thursday into Friday show, third hour, Nail the Score. So that's not going away with some of the other things that we're doing. We'll be doing that. Also coming up in our second hour tonight, we'll talk with the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker. You know, I love Harry. He's just a great guy, and he is a mountain of information when it comes to anything that you might think is of value that you're carting around that maybe you want to sell, or you just are curious about how much it's worth. Is it a family heirloom and you want to know that your, you know, great Aunt Ida left you this incredible, precious piece of, you know, pottery, and you had no idea that it was much more significant than the junk that you tagged it for and put in your garage? I love those stories. When somebody goes to, like, an estate sale or a garage sale and they uncover something that they had no idea what it was worth, and they find out it's some, like, priceless treasure. Those are my favorite stories in the world. Anyway, he's coming up in our second segment, second hour. You can participate in that. If you have a question for Harry, you definitely want to jingle the numbers. All right, meet us on the flip side. We're going to talk about the new terror alerts.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please a special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Well, it's down on it, and confused, because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, we're certainly not hoping for some bad luck here in the good old USA. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, live from Tampa, Florida. We're here attending a modern-day egg conference, modern farming, really. And it'll be about cage and cage-free chickens and what happens and how the process works and all that sort of stuff, and we'll be bringing that to you in our next show. Obviously, the Egg Kings were on the Hill today testifying, being very elusive. Slight apology, but not much more than that. And then the FDA said, listen, we need more authority here. Give us the tools, baby, if you want us to go after the bad guys. They didn't quite say it like that, but you get my drift. That's what they probably wanted to say after those horrific reports came back, and yet nothing was done. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and the FBI Director, Robert Mueller, were also busy elsewhere. They were part of the National, and they were there on the Hill. They were also with the National Counterterrorism Center Director, talking about what to be concerned about in the very near future. And the biggest concern is now homegrown extremists and the fact that it's becoming much more complex to hunt some of these people down. So you have all these splinter groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda who are targeting the United States and looking to use our own people. Duh, we know this. We've been through this with Jeff Atticott over and over again, our terrorism expert, of people right here who are homegrown, that, like the term says. They're laying in the weeds waiting for the opportunity. And it's hard to detect who that is. even with some of the improved security measures, is what the FBI director is saying. Look, we've been doing all these different things as much as we can, but the whole domestic radicalization, don't you love that term? I don't love it, but domestic radicalization, it's a mouthful, and homegrown extremism is much more pronounced. It was maybe 2 weeks ago when we had an undercover FBI agent on, a former undercover FBI agent on, and he talked about what it was like right after 9/11 and the things that he saw in Los Angeles, and he talked about how rampant that was becoming, and it certainly is. They're seeing many more pockets of this just kind of across the country, not necessarily in one area. Since 2009, these are some statistics that were thrown out, at least 63 American citizens have been charged or even convicted for terrorism or related crimes. That is a high number. Since 2 years ago, they've either attacked or wanted to attack their own country. So what does that say? What do you do to stomp this out or try to stomp this out? Anyway, remember it was just a year ago when the FBI arrested Michael Fenton in Illinois and Hussam Smadi in Texas with the bomb attempts. And they used undercover agents because that's what works the best to get the trust of whomever it is that they need to get in there and monitor what's going on until they're able to actually spring into action and arrest them when they have enough dope on them, so to speak. So several of the people from the Somali-American communities that are cropping up around the U.S., and especially in Minneapolis, where our mothership is here for the network, were recruited to fight with the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. So that prompted the FBI to figure out, well, you know what, we're going to have to start to invade, if you will, or at least try to assimilate, get some guys in other words, some of the Somali populations to try to reach out to the community leaders and turn this around. Because, you know, what is it we're going to do? You could tell Mueller especially. I like Mueller, and he's stretched across a couple of different administrations. He's been there for a while. And, you know, he's saying basically that it's possible that more American extremists are feeling disenchanted with living in the U.S., and that's maybe why. I mean, he can't say that for sure, but he's pointing to that and saying that they're angry about U.S. and Western foreign policy, and that's part of maybe what's fueling this. And you notice I said maybe a few times there, because there's no definites here. That's why it's so tough to try to thwart, well, first of all, find these people and then thwart any attempt where they might actually pull it off and kill a bunch of people. And there have been several of them, whether it's in New Jersey, whether it's in Alabama, whether it's in Texas. And then you look at some of the U.S.-born imams. You know, a couple of them come to mind who spread as much propaganda as they can through the Internet. And the tentacles are there, and they're deep. And that helps to whip up the collective crowd. So, you know, there's pretty much at this hearing, it was the obvious that we know is happening, whether we're talking about the Christmas Day attack last year with Abdullah Muttalib or Faisal Shahzad, who might have blown up part of Times Square, or whether we're even talking about the military base in Texas. And we have covered that and smothered that here on America Tonight. And all of you know that, sadly, there aren't too many things you can do other than assimilate and not assimilate and invade. That's probably the wrong word, but almost be like a chameleon and get into the community, which is what the undercover agents are doing, so that they can find out what's really happening. I mean, that's pretty much what Mueller danced around, that that's all that they can do. They're seeing that there's more propaganda on the websites. They're monitoring everything they can. And I think that really, honestly, I think that he's trying to cover his bases for fear that if something happens, it's like, hey, what do you want us to do? We've got all these agents working on this, and several of them have been in mosques. Several of them have been in some of these American Somalian neighborhoods. And we can only do so much because we hear a lot of chatter. And is it just idle threats, or is it something a little bit more serious? I'll tell you, it's pretty scary when you talk about the significance of what's happened, especially since 2009, and that number of people that have been either charged, arrested, or whatever is an incredibly high number. That's incredibly high. And of the attacks, you think of the plot to bomb the New York City subway. That was last September. That was a naturalized U.S. citizen. I already mentioned this, the attack at Fort Hood by Major Hassan, and the averted bombing May 1st in Times Square, that the trigger, you know, the detonator wasn't working. It sounds harsh, but it's almost our pure luck that the idiot terrorists are afoot and can't make things happen, whether it's Abdullah Muttalib or whether it's Faisal Shahzad. But eventually somebody breaks through that, and they're able to, you know, they're able to conquer it. And we'll be talking about something completely different here on America Tonight. That's why it's like coming to Tampa. I didn't go through any kind of scanning machines, anything like that, just the normal routine. But I noticed that there was a woman who was in front of me. She was a little bit in front of me, and I had a lot of stuff with me. So I went through, and they looked at, you know, you have a microphone and a pack that looks a little funny, but you unpack it, and they look at it a couple of times. But I'm not stopped or questioned. But there was a woman that was getting the pat down, and boy, was she getting the pat down. I honestly, watching that, I thought, the alternatives are not good in this case. Are you talking about the screening machine and, geez, we don't save the images? Are you talking about the pat down, which is unbelievably personal? I guess I didn't really think of that. I think of the cops busting criminals, spread them, you know, your hands are on the cop car. Boy, it was I thought pretty invasive what I saw at the Dallas Fort Worth DFW rather airport. I was actually really, really surprised by that. All right, coming up on America Tonight, a new segment called Under the Bus. Who was thrown under the bus? Actually, a couple of people would make the list, but I got a really good one for you if you haven't heard it. It involves a former president and somebody who was pretty high up in the military who might surprise you what the reaction was to recently Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because a lot of people are looking for cover on that one since that was stopped dead in its tracks. And I don't see, it's not going to get taken up probably before the end of the year, and certainly not before the midterm elections, because we're too close to election day. And that was one of the reasons I think the Republicans shot it down. They said, oh, this is too much politics, forget it. This is what this was all about. So anyway, that's just a little hint. Under the bus, who threw who under the bus, plus an avalanche of email, some of it having to do with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and also more fallout on the egg situation. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up, a check of the mail. But before we do that, under the bus. Oh, you're going to like this. Plus, would you believe that the company, who is not controlled by the government, they didn't receive any money from the government as far as the automakers were concerned, that would be Ford, ended up with the best turnaround, the best comeback of any of the companies. In 2008, if you remember, they refused to accept the TARP money that GM and Chrysler easily snapped up. So this has been a couple years now, and Ford is turning out some profits, believe it or not. And they're actually jumping ahead of both of those companies because they're producing cars or trucks that consumers are wanting to buy. And that was, I think that was the key thing to Ford in the first place. I think that one of the biggest problems that Alan Mulally had coming on board as the CEO of his company was to turn around what they were popping out there. Part of it was it was stuff that people didn't really want. And he did that, and I think that made an incredible difference, certainly on the bottom line, but it made an incredible difference in in the race among the automakers, which that has not happened with the other two. I'm curious about that. So the government-owned company is not doing quite as well. Shocker. We move on to Under the Bus. You're going to love this. Check it out. All right, Under the Bus has to do with, I gave you a zillion hints. It was ridiculous how I tried to drag it out. In fact, in one of the emails, somebody tried to nail it, tried to come up with, hey, what's the deal with Under the Bus, and is it Bill Clinton? Ding, 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 it is Bill Clinton. And here's what happened. Bill Clinton said that Colin Powell sold him what he called a different bill of goods on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The former president says he regrets that he was the guy, remember I've been talking about this, who implemented the ban on the troops in the first place, the gay troops who were serving openly in the military, because he said it just doesn't represent what he was told by the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff when it was proposed. And he said, keep in mind, I didn't choose this policy, because he's starting to get a lot of blowback on this. And it's interesting. Of course he was asked about it. This was after the other day when the Senate blocked the defense spending bill that would have included repealing that policy. So he throws, he's the first guy to do this, right, on this issue. He throws Colin Powell under the bus. I can almost hear them hissing in Minneapolis. So he you know, hey. There it is. That Red Bull has kicked in. He's gone crazy. Yeah, and the former prez says that Powell swayed him after it was clear that both the House and the Senate were going to adopt an absolute ban on gays in the military otherwise. So he persuaded him to accept this compromise because it was better than an absolute ban, and he said he was promised it would be better than it was. So he flat out did throw him under. Well, Powell told me this, and hey, this was going to happen, so, you know, that's what swayed me in that direction. Bottom line is, too, on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing, the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, we've already talked about that, and also Mullen, the chairman, the now chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, both support repealing it, and they say they don't want Congress to do anything, though, until their study's done, because they're worried about hurting the morale, recruiting, or any of that kind of stuff. We're retaining some of the troops. They sent surveys out to everyone. Quickly, before we move on, there was a poll I checked out today. You know how I'm poll happy. And the Washington Post ABC News poll showed that 3 out of 4 people believe openly gay people should be allowed to serve in the military, up from 62% in 2001. And, of course, back in the 90s, you'd get like about 44%. So how about that? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. You know, I've seen Colin Powell driving by my house a lot lately. He's driving a big old, one of them little square school buses, you know, because he voted for Barack Obama, you know, the most left-wing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Obama was the most left-wing senator in the Senate, okay, which does not mean that he was much of a supporter of the military. Hello, right?
Well, you wouldn't think that, except for, remember, who was it that he served under? I mean, who was another guy that he served under when you think of the Bush years? But then you see what happened during the Bush years at the tail end of that. And, you know, now he's kind of stepping away from the Obama endorsement, if you noticed, when he was asked about how Afghanistan's working and a few other things. You know, here's what it is. It's just one big mashup is what it is, Tomas.
Everybody's driving a school bus.
That's right. Everybody's driving a school bus, and they're willing to throw somebody under the bus to calculate what it will cost them if they don't make a statement, if they don't say something, if they don't point in a different direction. I mean, even there, that's what Clinton was doing.
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about the intelligence efforts against terror, and you know, we have 50,000 people in Iraq. We have over, 150,000 in Afghanistan, okay? And yet our commander-in-chief, you know, every month goes out there and says, we are not, nor will we ever be at war with Islam. This does not help cake. Okay. You know, I mean, it's like Franklin Delano Roosevelt saying, you know, this is just against the extreme elements in Germany and Japan. We are not at war against the Japanese people or the German people. And we need to be tolerant. And I mean, this is not the way you fight a war. It's the way you lose one. And that's all I have to say to you. I haven't been doing this today, so I can't speak too well. You have a good night.
All right, Tomas. Thanks for the jingle, buddy. Appreciate it. You know, we've got we have a slew of emails that are piling up, and of course it makes sense. I love the stuff that you guys send me, and I'll say it again, anytime you have thoughts on the show, or you want to vent, or you want to jump up on the soapbox and be a little gentler, whatever, do it. AmericaTonight.net. And without further ado, let's check the mail. We go to our first victim now, first email, and it's from Richard Armour III, who says, Kate, I am so sick of politics. I am tired of all the parties. I don't care if it's a Tea Party, a Republican Party, a Democratic free-for-all. I'm sick of them all. I think we need a third party. You used to tout that on the show. What do you think the real possibility is of a third party in the very near future? You know, the real possibility of a third party in the near future is not great. The possibility eventually something changes, yeah, maybe, especially when you have more of these grassroots kind of things happening. If any of them catch steam where it's not a fad, it doesn't meld into one of the current parties, maybe we'll see that happen. Some people think that's fracturing the system, and it's not a good way to go anyway. But I don't think we'll see that in the next decade. As much as I say that, I don't think we'll see that. All right, here's another one from Jenny Fields. Boy, the stuff with the eggs has me scared to death. I listened to you when the story first broke, and I checked my supermarket. You read a list of places, and you went through the different states. And I have to say, I still don't feel as though we are completely protected by what's being produced food-wise in this country. Now, you say that to some people, and they'll laugh because we have a much safer food system than so many other spots in the world. But who are we comparing ourselves to, and why are we comparing ourselves? What do you think, Kate? Well, good point. Why are we comparing ourselves? We don't want to compare ourselves. We just want to have the best possible food safety that we can in this country. I mean, that's the bottom line. So if somebody gets fined for manure piling up and problems, you know, you need to send a bunch of people out there. Maybe you need to hone in on those operations and get a feel for what's going on. All right, since we talked a bunch about politics, I'm going to leave you with this quote from W.C. Fields, who said, hell, I never vote for anybody. I always vote against.